Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
Could original sin be for real?
Following Jesus should cost us everything.
Jesus had to be tortured, beaten, crucified for my sin. That's unfair.
If it hasn't, you're following the wrong Jesus.
Well, gee, it's May 15th. We are within 2 weeks of the end of the school year, if you can believe it.
Yeah, it's flown by. Just crazy how it feels like yesterday and forever ago that it was the middle of August. And starting the school year at Dave and Buster's with all the teachers. And now here we are, Teacher Appreciation Week, and we're looking at graduation right in the eye.
Yep, graduation this year taking place at Grand Canyon University Arena. Looking forward to that. I'll be graduating my own senior.
That'll be
bittersweet celebration.
And my youngest son will be a senior next year.
So. Yeah, you're right around the corner.
Yeah.
Well, listen, speaking of school, which we are doing and which we are apt to do on this school podcast, we have a tremendous school champion with us today. Jenny Clark is the founder and the director of an organization called Love Your School. And Jenny, in my estimation, when you take a look at it's school choice, or what I like to call educational freedom, or more properly, parental choice. Jenny is probably one of the foremost champions, really one of the heroes in the state for that. And so I just want to say, Jenny, as we kick off this podcast today, thank you for the work that you're doing advocating for school choice, and welcome to Kingdom Culture Conversations.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for that very warm introduction. I'm humbled and very grateful to be joining you all.
Can you talk, Jenny, what was it? You know, the organization Love Your School, do you mind just kind of defining what it is you do through Love Your School for maybe some of our parents or students that have not heard of the organization? What do you do? And then where did this come from? What gave rise to this organization?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we really focus at Love Your School, making sure that every family can answer the question, do you love your school, with a resounding yes. And so we serve families in Arizona and a few other states in a few very specific ways. We help families with school search consulting. We help families navigate the special education evaluation process. We help families that are transitioning to homeschool, looking, you know, potentially to do something different. And then we also help families that are looking to launch some sort of educational option. So a lot of times families want to start a co-op or a cottage school, or maybe even something a little bit bigger. We work alongside them so they know what the laws are, the rules are, and then really encourage them in that process of launching something new. So that's kind of Love Your School in a nutshell. And I started Love Your School about 4 years ago. Actually, after the loss of the first universal ESA that went to the ballot, and my own family was new to the ESA program at the time. We qualified because our two oldest boys had learning disabilities, dyslexia. And I was really troubled about how difficult the process was, not only navigating that special education evaluation process through the public school system, but the fact that at the end of that process, nobody told me about an ESA. I kind of stumbled upon it through some friends, and I was very disheartened when I learned that our family actually qualified for that years earlier because my children had were preschoolers with a disability. And so the thought of, you know, how much we struggled to pay for so many of our therapies, and then knowing there was this fantastic program out there that I just didn't know about, it really made me realize that parents need someone to walk alongside them through this process of their child's education, and that we need a lot more marketing and public awareness around school choice in Arizona. So that's kind of why, you know, I launched Love Your School.
Well, and I love the fact that you are advocating. There's not a particular sector of education that you're advocating for. You're not saying, hey, public schools, private schools, charter schools, homeschool is the way to go. You really do dial in prescriptively almost into the unique needs within a family, within the life of a particular student, and say, what is the type of school that this student most needs, deserves, if you will, and how do we connect this kid with that school? And that really is fueled by this notion of school choice.
Yeah.
How do you define school choice, Jenny? I can't imagine that this has just got to be part of your daily experience. But what is it that most fires you up about school choice? How do you define it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the key things that I think that we do differently in this space, and maybe even just other organizations, but also in the school choice conversation, is we put parents first. And a lot of times we don't hear that from other, you know, even from the public school, unfortunately, we don't hear a lot of times that as a parent, you know your children better than anyone else. You know their needs, their skills, their abilities. And so by putting the parents or the family as central to this conversation, I think that even nationally, we've seen the school choice movement, if you will, advance in just incredible ways in the last couple of years as more and more folks are kind of, you know, talking that way and talking about families and students and putting them first. And that's really the key. That's really the most important thing. That's the thing that we love the most about our work. And that's how we can say it's okay if you choose to put your child in a school environment that's different than your neighbor or different than someone else in your faith community or different than, you know, what your family thinks, because it's all about what you think is best for your child. And so we want to increase all choices and never say that some of those choices are, you know, better than others. It's really about the parents and the family and making sure that we know that they are the core decision maker in knowing what's best for their child's education. And I think school choice nationally, we're seeing just a wave of ESAs passed in other states that I don't think any of us, even that are, you know, super involved in the advocacy school choice space, ever thought was going to happen. But Arizona was really kind of the tipping point of that. And now we're seeing so many other states saying, you know what, we agree with this. We agree that parents know what they want their kids to learn, what's important to them, what type of ideologies they don't want their children to be exposed to. And so we need to empower them with choices and with funding that follows their child to the environment that they believe is best for their kids. So a lot of very exciting things happening in the school choice movement this year.
So as you look back, Jenny, over the 4 years that you've been involved with Love Your School, but even beyond that, I know you've been really at the tip of the spear in terms of moving forward parental freedom and educational choice. What are some of the, as you look back, what are some of the big wins that you've seen in the state of Arizona or nationally that you look back and you think, wow, I'm just so grateful to have been part of that win?
Well, I definitely think the universal ESA is probably the biggest one for me. I mean, coming out of in 2018, you know, the passage of a universal ESA that was then referred, you know, signed by the governor, referred to the ballot and lost at the ballot. I think because a lot of families at that point didn't understand what an empowerment scholarship was and what it could do for their kids. And then to see that just 4 years later, you know, COVID really exposed families to a lot of what was maybe happening in the schools that they didn't like or that didn't align with their values or their worldview. And then all of a sudden there was this massive shift in, you know, even families, folks that reached out to me, even teachers, dare I say, that said, you know, before I didn't really understand ESA and I wasn't sure that I supported it. But now, even as a public school teacher, I see that some of these kids, they need other choices. They need other options. So really the universal ESA is probably the biggest one for me, just where we've come in 4 years on this issue. Y'all know that even when they tried to refer the present universal ESA that's now into effect to the ballot, you know, groups that opposed the program, they were short 50,000 signatures. And that just shows how much the state of Arizona and families and really the culture has shifted on this issue. And it's really fascinating when you look at the polling, so many fantastic groups out there doing polling on this, like EdChoice, you see that the support for flexibility, for school choice, for options like ESAs. It spans ethnic background, socioeconomic background, and even political parties. You know, families on both sides of the political spectrum are now saying, hey, these programs and these options are really valuable for kids, and we support them now. It's just, it's, there's no other issue that you have such bipartisan support of these days, and it's very exciting.
What are, as you look at the ESA, and I agree, just what a boon. And in particular, I'm talking about a boon because there's research now. We have, you won't hear about this from the Arizona Republic, but there's two different pieces of research out there right now that's saying that the primary beneficiaries of Arizona's universal ESA have not been private school families. That's the narrative that's being propagated. It really is families that are not in private schools, families that are experiencing maybe some sort of economic hardship, or families that are working with students with disabilities. It's been a real boon for the state, and I think that's tremendous. But what do you see as some of the risks to the ESAs? If you were to say to our families or to any family that's out there that's advocating for school choice and what's best for their kids, hey, here's a real risk on the horizon to the universal ESA, and here's what we need to be doing right now to prepare for that risk. How would you answer that question?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great question. Well, two things. One, just awareness of the program and how it's beneficial in impacting families. And I'll touch on that a little bit more in a second. And then two, of course, the political climate in Arizona. We can talk about that as well. So number one thing that I talk to families about who love the ESA, and they're very concerned about, you know, if it's going to be around in 1 year or 2 years or down the road, it's really, really important that you talk about the Empowerment Scholarship and how it's benefited you, your family, your student, your school, and ultimately, you know, even extrapolating that for the state. Because the more that people hear those actual stories, the better off we all are protecting this program. I can give you a million and one stats that show how these programs improve student outcomes, increase retention, improve, you know, students going and being successful in a four-year institution, all of these things. But what matters more than all of that data and all of those stats is your story, your neighbors and your family knowing that you're on an ESA and that your kids are benefiting is hands down the most important thing. So talk about it on Instagram, talk about it on Twitter, talk about it on Facebook with everyone that you can, because if people know, oh, you know, the ESA thing, I've heard some bad stuff about that, but my neighbor's on it and their kids are thriving and really benefiting having it. That's how we change hearts and minds. And then finally, of course, the political landscape. I mean, there's no escaping the fact that there are, you know, folks in Arizona who are, you know, Democrats who don't support school choice. And that's just how it is right now. And that's in our elected officials. That's not in the citizenry, but it's actually in our elected officials. So depending on where you live and who your representative, your state representative or your state senator is, it's really important that you just spend even 5 minutes sharing your story with your elected officials and making sure that they know how you're benefiting from the program. Again, those stories matter. I've seen those stories impact legislators and how they perceive the program and in how they vote. So that's really, really important as well. I'm an optimist, so I always believe that even if there's a legislator out there that's, you know, of a certain political party and that presently doesn't support the program, if they hear from enough families in their district about how important it is, that can make a difference. And that's, of course, from the legislative arena all the way on up to the governor.
Love it. Well, Jenny Clark from Love Your Schools. We do love our school, obviously, and we're thankful for someone else that wants everyone to love their school. And we've got to be on your podcast, which is Love Your Schools. Just Love Your Schools. What's the website when we get a hold of you, Jenny?
Yeah, it's just loveyourschool.org. We have a little button there to our podcast, but we're also on Spotify and iTunes.
Okay, it's so great. And thanks for being a partner in School Choice. And thank you, Kingdom Culture Conversation listeners. And the biggest advice I got is tell people your story. Tell Amen. People how what you've done best advice. For your child. So thank you so much, Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny, thank you so much. Take care.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.